Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Greengrass. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Semenik. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Baksoski. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Fred Baksoski. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bob Talbot. Batting second. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting third. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Gene Baker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Rush. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Rush. And now, play ball. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Baksoski, and towards McMillan, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi strikes out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Kiner reaches second base with a double. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass strikes out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Talbot, who is chasing the ball. Temple reaches third base with a triple. Kluszewski goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Reds. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is called out on strikes. Two outs. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Greengrass settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. Jackson moves to third. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough takes first base on ball four. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Fred Baksoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baksoski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Adams moves to second. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Reds. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 0 for 1 in the game. Greengrass hits a fly ball into center field. Talbot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 0 for 1 in the game. Talbot hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Di Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 1 in the game. Fondi strikes out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Kiner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Sauer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rush fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 1 in the game. Post strikes out. Two outs. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 0 for 1 in the game. Semenik takes first base on ball 4. Fred Baksoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baksoski is 0 for 1 in the game. Baksoski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Jackson moves to second. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, McCullough hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Edwards pinch hits for Bob Rush. Bruce Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat now pitching. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adams is called out on strikes. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops it up and throws to first, with Jeffcoat covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 0-for-2 in the game. Talbot hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Di Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-2 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Kiner takes first base on ball 4. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Kluszewski hits a pop-up towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 0-for-2 in the game. Greengrass takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Temple hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-2 in the game. Post hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into left field. Greengrass picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Greengrass. Jackson moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Baker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Baker reaches second base with a double. Jackson scores. It's 3-1, Reds. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Baker moves to third. Two outs. Bill Serena pinch hits for Hal Jeffcoat. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Turk Lown now pitching. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Semenik hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks misplays the ball. That's an error on Banks. Fred Baksoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baksoski is 0-for-2 in the game. Baksoski bunts towards first. Fondi scoops it up and throws to first, with Baker covering, for the out. Semenik moves to second. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Semenik scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Reds. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-3 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Adams moves to third. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lown juggles the ball. That's an error on Lown. Adams scores. McMillan moves to second. It's 5-1, Reds. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Kluszewski takes first base on ball 4. McMillan moves to third. Bell moves to second. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Greengrass hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 9-1, Reds. Jim Willis now pitching. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-3 in the game. Post hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Willis, and towards Banks, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 9, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 0-for-3 in the game. Talbot hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-3 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Kiner takes first base on ball 4. Fondi moves to second. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-3 in the game. Sauer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-4, Reds. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Jackson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-5, Reds. Herm Wehmeyer now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Banks moves to second. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McCullough hits a pop-up towards first. Klusowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz pinch hits for Jim Willis. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into left field. Green grass settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 9, and the Cubs 5. The Reds will come to bat. Jim Brosnan now pitching. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Semenik hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herm Wehmeyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehmeyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brosnan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Adams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 9, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 0-for-4 in the game. Talbot hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Talbot reaches second base with a double. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fondi hits a pop-up towards third. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. Kiner strikes out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Wehmeyer, and towards McMillan, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 9, and the Cubs 5. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a fly ball into center field. Talbot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Ted Klusowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Klusowski strikes out. Two outs. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got four RBIs. Greengrass hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Talbot. Greengrass reaches second base with a double. Bell moves to third. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Temple hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. Greengrass scores. It's 11-5, Reds. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-4 in the game. Post hits a fly ball into center field. Talbot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 11, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 4-4 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-3 in the game. With a walk. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Baker hits a ball on the ground that hits Banks. Banks is out and Baker is safe at first. There goes Banks trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-3 in the game. With a walk. McCullough hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 11, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.